This is a really exciting moment for Solana. It has just cut its blockchain slot time down to 350 milliseconds.
That's a meaningful update, because it's the first change to that core network parameter since launch.
And it's part of a bigger push to make the network feel snappier for users, developers, and apps.
The goal is lower latency, better responsiveness, and faster transaction processing across the system.
The long-term target is even more impressive. 200 millisecond slots, which would really sharpen Solana's edge in the blockchain market.
To put it in context, a slot is the short window in which a validator can be chosen to propose a new block.
So shorter slots mean the network gets more chances to build blocks and work through pending transactions.
But there's an important nuance. Shorter slots do not automatically make every single transaction finalize faster.
That's right. Real-world speed still depends on congestion, validator communication, block propagation, fees, and confirmation time.
Still, this creates a stronger foundation for a more responsive blockchain if the rest of the system can keep pace.
Speed has always been a big part of Solana's identity, so this feels like a natural next step.
The network is built for high-throughput use cases like decentralized exchanges, gaming, NFT marketplaces, payments, and other fast-moving applications.
In those cases, even small delays can make a real difference.
A trader wants quick order execution, a game wants near-instant action recording, and a payment app needs fast confirmation that a transaction went through.
That's why the move to 350 milliseconds is such a big deal. It's the first reduction in slot time since Solana's genesis.
Changing something that fundamental takes careful coordination.
Validators have to stay reliable under tighter timing, and the network has to keep communicating effectively as blocks arrive more often.
Shorter slots raise the performance bar, because validators get less time to receive, verify, and propagate blocks before the next one starts.
If participants can't keep up, the upside of faster block production could be weakened by missed slots, communication delays, or uneven performance.
For users, though, the upside could be clearer. More responsive wallets, trading platforms, and decentralized applications.
It could also make high-frequency activity and real-time use cases feel more practical, like gaming, payments, and interactive financial products.
That said, it's important to separate slot time from final settlement.
A transaction can enter a block quickly, but it may still need additional confirmation before it is fully settled.
So performance should be judged by confirmation speed, finality, reliability, and how the network behaves under heavy demand, not just by how fast blocks are produced.
The planned move toward 200 millisecond slots shows this isn't a one-time upgrade. It's an ongoing focus on efficiency.
Reaching that target will likely require continued gains in validator hardware, networking, software performance, and block propagation.
And it points to a broader challenge for high-performance blockchains. Speed has to be balanced with decentralization, stability, and accessibility.
If running a validator becomes much more demanding, the network could face concerns about participation costs and infrastructure concentration.
Keeping that balance healthy will be essential as Solana keeps optimizing for speed.
Overall, the shift to 350 millisecond slots is a meaningful technical milestone.
It supports Solana's long-term goal of reducing latency and improving the experience for apps that rely on fast on-chain activity.
The future 200 millisecond target could push responsiveness even further, but success will depend on much more than producing blocks quickly.
Validator performance, network reliability, transaction finality, and long-term decentralization will all remain just as important.